Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Gerber moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan misplays the ball. That's an error on Mulligan. Gerber moves to third. Williams moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth bunts towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Danforth for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball towards center. Jacobson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jacobson. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive towards short. Mulligan catches it and steps on second to double up Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sisler. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Ellerbe moves to second. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-0 in the game. Danforth bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Ellerbe moves to third. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellerb scores. McManus moves to third. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulligan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth spins and fires to second, with Gerber covering, and Schalk is picked off. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Sheely trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 0 in the game. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheely strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to third for the out. McClellan moves to second. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McClellan scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Robertson moves to third. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0-for-1 in the game. Danforth bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Mulligan applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Bill Bain now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Graham pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Roy Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mulligan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.